Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Hello, Smithers.
There
you're
you
quite
go.
Good at turning me on. You probably should ignore that.
That was back in the day when you couldn't say Smithers was gay on television.
Could they not? Or I thought they were just... Dude, they never said he's gay. They still haven't said he's gay.
They no, he's come out.
No.
I think he has come out at this point.
I don't believe so. I think the joke is still there. Because he's... I don't think the joke is that he's gay. I think the joke is that he's hard gay for Mr. Burns.
Well yes. I mean, that's the... Well,
that's
true. There's lots of different,
and of course, there's the two strippers that are just like cornering him, and he's like, "Nah."
You know, there's lots of. I'm almost positive he's come out at this point, but
I don't think
knows?
He has,
because I know, like, was it Patty has come out?
Yes,
Patty has come
or
out.
Or Selma, one of
no,
them.
No, Patty, because Selma's the one who always gets married.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good Mirai, boy. There's a Weeb Simpsons is one of my favorite Twitter accounts because it's. All like super obscure, well, not all obscure, but a lot of esoteric anime references framed in Simpsons clips, and it's really well done. It's very funny.
Simpsons shitposting is still my favorite thing on the internet.
Simpsons shitposting is excellent. This is like this is kind of like a version of Simpsons yeah. shitposting, but it's only anime. So like they have Sideshow Bob with the thing on his chest that says Shine Bart Shine. And he's like, no, it's English for Shine, Bart, Shine. Because if you read it in Japanese, it's Shine, Bart, Shine, which is Die, Bart, Die. They just took the joke and made it weeby, which is funny.
I'll take your word for it. I prefer, there's also a great Chicago Simpsons shitposting group, which is...
Specifically Chicago?
Well, it's like, because there's a Chicago, like, Simpsons trivia group. Mm-hmm. Like, they go out and they do, but it's like, it's just like a normal Chicago thing. But the great thing is whenever someone posts something in there that's... really not Chicago, like someone will be like, I don't know if anybody hears into Australian football, and they post like something, and then like, so I'll always post the gif of Homer looking at the Far Side calendar going, I don't get it. Because who's gonna post, like, there maybe in the entirety of Chicago, which the Chicagoland region is about like what, 3 million people, you know, there might be one or two other people who are into Australian football, but are they also into Simpsons shit posting? Maybe not.
I'll say probably not.
Probably not.
Yeah.
Because no one's into Australian football.
Yeah, definitely not.
Most of Australia is not into Australian football. There's a good chunk.
Is Australian football like some sort of variant that is not soccer nor American football?
I don't know. Who cares?
Well, I kind of want to know.
You want to know at this point?
I don't really care so much as No, I want someone to tell me.
You want someone to tell you what Australian rules football is?
Yeah, I want someone to tell me what Australian football is.
They measure everything by dingoes instead of yards. It's 15 dingoes to score the point.
How many dollary dues do their professionals get paid?
I still wish that happened, that they changed the
official
currency
to dollary dues. I agree. $500 dues.
Especially because of like the amount of shit Simpsons got over that Australian episode when it first came out.
That episode's great.
Because remember, the 90s were fucking weird ass time.
I don't remember them getting any shit over that episode.
Oh, people would get so upset about the dumbest things. Like,
well, I mean, that's never changed.
The president of the United States at the time, in the 1990s, which was George H.W. Bush, said something about the Simpsons, and there was a national outcry about it.
Like, he also was really upset about broccoli.
Well, who isn't? Broccoli is...
I love broccoli.
It is the devil's fruit.
Call me Satan, then.
Well, yes.
I'm just going to eat the shit out of it.
Broccoli is the worst. It's a devil
weed.
You
don't like broccoli?
No,
I don't like broccoli. I fucking love broccoli. No, I don't like broccoli. You're weird.
It's an awful hybrid.
You're a weird man.
No, I'm not.
I also love cauliflower.
Yeah. Cauliflower as well. Not... like, cauliflower is... Like, broccoli and cauliflower are one of those two vegetables that it's like... I don't hate any...
Eat your beans!
With the exception of Brussels sprouts, I think people who like Brussels sprouts are the fucking worst people in the world.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Oh, they're the fucking
worst.
How do
you not like Brussels sprouts?
They taste like ass. They legit taste like ass.
That's because you've had Polish people making them.
Well, it doesn't matter. Like,
Brussels sprouts are great.
That's the only vegetable that I really will refuse to eat. Pat B is always like, oh, you rip them in bacon. And you go, I'm like, no, you're just making bacon worse, okay? Just don't even fucking come at me with that.
You don't need to wrap them in bacon. You can just bake the shit out of them. some oil, some pepper.
They're just fucking. They're gross.
Little cabbages.
There's so much better food to eat in this world.
They're little cabbages.
This
do you
is
not
what
like
I
cabbage?
Say. This is no. Well, I mean, I do like cabbage, but I mean, it's not like
you
I'm,
just don't like vegetables. Just say you don't like vegetables.
I do like
you
vegetables.
You don't like vegetables.
I have a hearty like helping. I have a hearty helping of vegetables at every.
I bet you like
meal.
Sugar vegetables, like corn or carrots.
Well, I do like corn and carrots, but I mean, that's not the only vegetables. I like green beans. I like peas. I like. What's the long ones called?
You don't like the real hearty vegetables. You like little kid vegetables, ones that they eat with their fingers.
Yeah, those are good vegetables. I like
Do you like asparagus?
Yeah, asparagus I like.
Okay, well, you've got one thing. Now, eggplant sucks. I'll give you that. Eggplant's
I'm not
awful.
A big eggplant fan.
Like, I'll agree with you on eggplant.
Well, this is the way I look at it. It's that I
own... Oh, and artichokes also suck. And
artichokes,
yeah, and what's okra? Okra's terrible.
Well, you don't eat just okra. You use okra to thicken up your stew. You get a roux going on. Come on, man.
Anything with okra in it, miss.
Well, you don't eat okra. That's the problem. If it's
got okra near it,
well, you don't like a good jambalaya.
No,
no. I mean, I don't hate vegetables. It's just there's certain vegetables that I'm like. Why would I spend time eating that if I don't like the taste of it?
It's delicious.
Yeah. I mean, I'll eat it. I'm not like one of those people. Like, there are people who, like, refuse to eat. So, my thing is if I go to a restaurant and whatever meal it is, I will never say, hold the blank, because I feel like that's not the way the chef designed the meal. The chef designed the meal so that it has this, 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 and this. They have optimized it for taste. If I say, hold this, then I'm not, I have... de-optimized that meal.
Yeah, when you just not order the Brussels sprouts and broccoli platter.
Yeah, I might go like, that burger sounds delicious, but it is covered in broccoli. So you know what? I'm gonna order the broccoli burger. Hold the broccoli.
No broccoli,
you know,
please.
What the fuck is wrong with you as a human being?
There are people who do that. They order can I get the double bacon cheeseburger? No bacon.
Yeah.
It's like, why did you order a double bacon cheeseburger?
Yeah. No, the chef has optimized the meal to be the best tasting that it could possibly be, in that chef's opinion, okay? So don't do that. Like, there are people who are like, I can't eat a tomato. Why? I don't like the texture. You're a fucking idiot.
I like tomatoes.
I like tomatoes too. But I mean, I don't like broccoli. Like, if someone put broccoli in front of me and was like, eat this broccoli, I'd be like, no, you eat the fucking broccoli. I ain't gonna eat that fucking broccoli.
I would eat the broccoli.
You would eat the broccoli.
Because it's good.
Yeah. However, if it was a chef that was bringing me the broccoli, I'd probably be like, okay, I'm gonna eat this broccoli because the chef says this is good. He's a trained professional. I'm going to eat the way that he performed and created this broccoli. I have no problem doing that. There's the only thing I will, I'm not just Brussels sprouts in general. If it has Brussels sprouts in it, no, thank you, sir.
I love Brussels sprouts.
Yeah, they're the worst.
How can you have any sort of Polish heritage and not be like all in on anything cabbage related?
Because Brussels sprouts are not Polish. Brussels sprouts are British.
I said cabbage related.
It doesn't matter.
Anything that's similar to a cabbage.
It doesn't matter.
Also, you said you didn't like cabbage, which.
Cabbage is fine. It's just, you know what Polish people do with cabbage?
Fuck if I know. I don't eat Polish food. It's disgusting.
Exactly.
Polish food's awful.
So the two
with the sole exception of pierogies, which I mean, come on, it's mashed potatoes in a fucking piece of pasta.
No, because this is what Polish people do with cabbage. There's the three main cabbage meals that I've always eaten as a kid. The first thing you do is you make a gwumpki, right?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. It's a meatball wrapped in cabbage.
Oh, okay. I mean, that's good.
I mean, it's a huge meatball.
I've had that, but I've never heard that referred to as a glump.
Yeah, it's like a size, about the size of a small baseball.
As a glumpkin.
A blumpkin. And they wrap it in cabbage, and usually, it's fine, whatever. It's good because, you know, you get the meat and the cabbage you can mix together. Then you get kapusta, right? That's just sauerkraut. It's kapusta. It's just sauerkraut. Sauerkraut and beans mixed together, right?
I like sauerkraut.
Yeah.
Miss me on the beans, though.
Well, I mean,
I
they're
beans.
Mashed together in there, so it's got
beans.
A little bit of a potatoy texture
to it.
I hate
beans.
Eh, whatever. But how can you hate beans?
I don't know. I don't like beans.
Good source of protein.
They don't taste good. That's why I hate
love
beans.
I love beans. Then you get the British people who'll be like, you gotta eat the beans on toast. And you're like, what? Beans on toast? That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
I wouldn't eat the beans either. So
yeah. And then you have then the pierogi, and you get a cabbage pierogi. I was at my family's house for Christmas dinner, and of course they have a big tray of pierogies, and my aunt thinks she can make pierogies, and they're terrible. They are the worst fucking. They're so doughy that I'm just like, this isn't a pierogi. This is just like this is the worst thing ever. My family can't cook.
That's why you have an unhealthy relationship with those vegetables.
Well, no, that's
absolutely those hard to cook vegetables.
Well, they're not hard to cook. It's just,
I think it's hard to make Brussels sprouts good. I think it's very easy to undercook.
Yes, because they're an ass vegetable.
I think it's easy to undercook or overcook Brussels sprouts. And I think it's also easy to undercook or overcook cabbage. Yeah. Like any leafy vegetable, anything that has lots of leaves is very easy to under or overcook. Yeah. That's just the way they are.
That's fine. But anyway, so they're terrible cooks, and they always say, oh, I brought the pierogies, and I'm like, oh, did you get like a cheese pierogi or a potato? I'm making cabbage pierogies. Well, fuck. And they're always at the end of the day, every fucking time at the end of the meal, they're always like, how come no one ate the pierogies? Because they're fucking cabbage pierogies, and no one wants to eat fucking cabbage pierogies. You're awful fucking cabbage pierogies.
Except for
my uncle, who's always like, oh, give me more cabbage pierogies. And you're like, fuck, Frank. That's why you're shitting your pants every day.
I don't know about the cat, Clark, but I sure am enjoying it.
Exactly. Oh, and it's like turkey shouldn't be like fall off the bone. Oh, this turkey's so good, it's falling off the bone. No, turkey shouldn't be like that. Like, this isn't ribs.
Maybe a really heavily smoked turkey, I guess.
Maybe, but it's like, they're always like, Joe, you know how to carve a turkey.
You know how to beat the meat.
You know how to handle your meat. Why don't you go there and carve the turkey? And I go there and I touch the turkey and the thing just falls apart. And I'm like, this is not meat.
This is no longer a turkey.
This is no longer a turkey. Oh my God, it's the worst. And they always fill it with stuffing. Never fill a turkey with stuffing, Steve. Never fill a turkey with stuffing.
I don't use stuffing in turkey.
No, you're not. You shouldn't.
We spatchcock our turkeys if we make one.
Spatchcock? What's a spatchcock?
You cut it.
Butterfly.
Yeah.
Oh, you butterfly. Okay. Yeah. Okay. That'll work for me.
And it's good.
I'm a fan of the upside down turkey. That's what I always cook my turkey upside down. So you get the dark meat on the top. Mm. It goes down. Mm. You save those bones, you got yourself a stew going.
Ours is flat out. Yeah. And on a bed of something.
Yeah, I mean, I would just, I'm one of those guys who just prefer to eat Chinese food on Christmas, but I'm also, I'm very anti-family, so.
Hell yeah, Chinese food's good.
But I'm bad. I just like General Tso's chicken, so that's my favorite.
I mean, if you're going to pick a favorite of the Chinese food, that's a really good favorite.
That's my end, exactly. All right, so now that we wasted 15 minutes talking about the food, Scanner.
I wouldn't say it was a waste.
No, it was not. Did you see the picture Scanner sent of like the whatever Finnish or whatever traditional
I
Christmas?
Did.
And I said some of those are identifiable.
Yeah, that cracked me up.
Oh, man. And then he like.
It was all just Lutefisk.
Well, he sent the picture of that awful hot dog.
Oh, that thing. Not persimmon, saffron bun.
No, thank
with
you.
With raisins and a hot dog in the middle of it.
No.
Awful. Their taste buds were destroyed in the past because all they ate was rotten fish.
By the Nazis?
No,
the
rotten fish eating.
Oh, I was going to say it was either the Nazis or the Soviets that took their taste buds.
Just we are taking your taste buds.
We are taking your taste buds. You could only eat rotten fish.
Yeah. You can have this saffron bun. It's delicious. And German techno.
All right. Let's talk about some news first. I guess the big news that makes Steve all wet in his nether regions is the Age of Sigmar release of all the Nurgle stuff.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Nurgles.
Are you moist?
I'm pretty excited about it.
I mean, this is the first big AOS release in over a year.
Yeah, and it's pretty sweet. I'm glad that they're shooting their wad on all the Nurgle.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of nice. Well, because the AOS, you don't have these huge armies anymore. You'll have, like, 4 or 5 sets, and that's it. Mm-hmm. And maybe a couple special figures.
Unless you happen to have a blob, but that's just one unit, usually.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, it's easy to shoot your wad and, like, release everything all at once. So, yeah, they're doing the big Nurgle release. I think the interesting thing about the release is that there are no Nurgle, like, Marauder-type guys.
Yeah, they seem to be straight up as an elite army.
Yeah.
Like, they don't have goons. I guess their goons would be the Plague Bearers.
Yeah, the Plague Bearers.
Because the Plague Bearers are 100 points for 10 models, and I think that's, like, the cheapest the Nurgle guys get.
Yeah.
And I think Marauders are, like, 60 points for 10 models. So, like, your, quote-unquote, Marauder choice is Nurgles. I was surprised that they didn't do anything, though, because, like, Tzeentch got the Zangors and they got the Cultists.
Yes.
So they have two, like, chaff Marauder style
units. But they don't have any, like, super heavy elites, I don't think. I mean, they have a couple, like, elite type figures, but they don't have like any bruiser figures.
They have like the Ogre Thaumaturge, but as far as a unit goes, they don't have one. They've got like big models.
I mean,
so yeah, Tzeentch is more of a swarm. Yeah. I guess they have. I think they have the.
They have those guys that are flying on the discs.
Yeah, the dudes on discs, I think, would be their closest thing to an elite, but they don't fight. You know, they obviously don't fight in hand to hand.
Yeah, well, I mean, they got the Xanagors, which are the big thing, and then because Nurgle didn't get any Beastmen and Khorne didn't get any Beastmen, so there's no Plaguegors or Nurglegors or whatever they're called.
Pestigors.
Pestigors. There you go. Or Khornegors.
They didn't want to call them Nurgors.
Nurgors.
Yeah, that's why they're Pestigors. Because all the other ones are Slangors, Xangors, Khorngors. So these are Pestigors.
There were never any Slangors released.
Yeah, there were. Well, they were marked. If they were marked or Slaanesh, they were Slangors.
Yeah, okay. Well, that was unexpectedly funny.
when they had the specific units, they only ever released the Khorne and Nurgle ones as models. They did if you had Tzeentch or Slaanesh, they were just, you used the regular ones, painted them appropriately.
Painted appropriately. Yeah, so they didn't release any of the Pestigors, which some people got upset about. Some people were upset.
I can kind of see expecting it because Tzeentch got the Xanagors. Yeah, but I have a feeling that they're going to do something really cool with Beastmen.
I think they probably will.
I think they're going to do an army that's more like how they have the Tusk or the Raiders, the Ogres.
Yeah.
How the Ogres are all that, like, they're on the mounted big stuff. Yeah. I think they can do something like that for Beastmen, but it's going to be about beasts, like big ass monsters.
Who knows?
So, like, lots of, giants and shit, which would be cool. And the triumphant return of the Jabba'sloth.
Jabba'sloth! Well, yeah, there's no plastic. I think that's the biggest issue is that some
plastic
of the.
Plastic Jabba'sloth?
There's so much in the Beastmen army that isn't plastic.
Right.
Chariots, the Jabba'sloth.
Yeah.
The big fucking dragon ogre. What's that guy called?
The Shoggoth.
The Shoggoth.
The dragon ogre Shoggoth. Yeah.
He's not plastic. I hate those plastic dragon ogres. I think they look terrible.
It's been a long time, but
dude,
I remember
they look terrible. And
they can't look as bad as the old metal ones. With the squished faces.
Oh, those guys were great.
Those were awful.
And the minotaurs. The Beastmen Minotaurs are the worst fucking models.
They don't look as bad in person when they're not painted like they are on the website.
I mean, Jesus Christ.
The website paint job, I think the Minotaur, the official GW paint job on their Minotaurs, I believe is the worst.
What about the Catachan Juggle Fighters?
Everything looks better. Everything looks better than the Minotaurs that they painted for that army. I don't know who is painting them or why they made any of the decisions they made, but I've seen some of those Minotaurs painted dark and not with weird angles on their muscles, and they look pretty good. Like, shockingly so, because I saw those models on the website, and I was like, those are awful, but then I saw them in person, I was like, oh, those aren't bad.
The problem I have with them is that you look at any other company's Minotaurs, because every company makes Minotaurs,
of course.
And every other company's Minotaurs look pretty great. I mean, you could go as far, like, if I was doing Minotaurs in my army, I would just go by the Mirce ones, because the Mirce probably make the best Minotaurs.
The Mirce Minotaurs are fucking awesome.
Yeah, they're unbelievably cool.
Yeah, they're really good.
And then, you look at that, and you're like,
ugh. Yeah, but I can say they're much better in person with a nice paint job, rather than the paint job on the website, which is atrocious.
I'll still go with the Catachan Jungle Fighters as having the worst Games Workshop paint job.
I'm gonna say these beat them out. And the Catachan Jungle Fighters are bad. But I'm going to say these beat them out.
Why can't they just redo those Catachan Jungle Fighters?
Because they can just keep selling the same models they have.
And the Cadian Shock Troops. Those guys are terrible, too.
The regular Guardsmen dudes?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think anyone really cares.
Well, no one cares, because Guardsmen are the worst players on the planet.
They're so expensive.
Yeah. And Guard players are the worst people ever.
Well, it's because they've spent all their money and happiness on their Guard army.
Greed! Fix the bayonets! Fix the bayonets! Looks like the guys are going over to the top today!
That's good stuff.
Concentrate all laser fire on that Eldar! You're awful. You're awful people, all of you.
I don't know. I've only ever seen one Guard player, and they were always playing with just tanks, and they seemed fine.
Have you seen my Damocles?
No, not that guy.
Well, the other guy was all about the tanks.
Yeah, but he didn't play.
He didn't play. No, he just did the tanks. Because he was like a tank modeler, and he was making an army that of like beautiful tanks that would never see the light of day.
Yep, and he was always wearing shirts with busty skunk women on them.
I know. He's your type of guy.
Hey.
You have so the Nurgle releases. You have the Great Unclean One, which is multi-part plastic.
Looks awesome. There's three versions.
There's
the special character, and then there's two Great Unclean Ones.
Yeah,
there's one that's got
different weapon options.
Yeah, he's got like a bell and like a weird looking like quasi flail thing.
Yeah,
I don't know what the fuck it is.
The guy with like a tree.
and then there's the one with the classic equipment, the sword and the plague flail.
Yeah.
And then there's the character who's got like the weird staff. He looks like he's gonna be a caster.
Yeah.
So I'm interested in that guy, of course.
Yeah. It's too bad it's not. Oh, what was the character from the fucking novels? The Great Unclean One from the fucking novels. I can't remember his name right now. I was kind of expecting that to be the character, but not.
Yeah, I think the character is Rodigus or something.
Rodigus.
Who I believe is the Great and Clean One from one of the video games, actually.
Oh, is he?
Yeah, I think he's a specific Great and Clean One from one of the video games. I can't remember if it was Dawn of War or if it was from one of the Warhammer
video
games.
Is it from Fire Warrior?
It's definitely not from Fire Warrior.
Are you sure it wasn't from Fire
Warriors? No, I played that game, actually.
It's not a bad game.
No, it's all right. It's like, it's totally serviceable. It's just weird because you're playing a Tau when everyone was just like, why aren't you playing a Space Marine?
Were you there when the bunker first opened? There was a PS2 set up in the back with the video with Fire Warriors, so you could go in the back and play it. It was set up for like 2 weeks.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's cool.
I remember, I don't know if you knew that.
I did not.
That was back when the bunker first opened and every table was a pristine fucking Games Day table.
It was not touched.
It was untouched.
Not touched by human hands.
It was a gorgeous facility. And then they let the first person in there and like plague blooms.
And everything. You like actually see the paint peeling from the table.
It was like.
As soon as he stepped one foot in.
He stepped one greasy footstep in and it was just like. Then he clogged all the toilets.
Yes, and then someone shit on the floor.
Why would you poop on the floor?
You know what? It happens more than I'd like to think.
I always like when you see the internet images of like how that happened. Like it's just like the person like ass first against the door. It's just exploding diarrhea everywhere. Just like, how did this happen? Oh, we won't talk about poop as much as last time, I promise, guys.
Or will we?
Or will we? Well, this is a Nurgle cast, so.
See?
You get the special character on the bloat on the flies.
Yeah, there's it's a two kit or a two model kit. They're either two Blight Kings on the plague drones, or I guess he's a special character maybe, or
I think he's the
I think he might be a hero.
No, he's the guy, the dude who's on the who you get the blister of, because there's that individual guy. I'm gonna pull it up right now so that way I'm not
Do it.
I should have pulled this up anyway. Kylo Ren.
But yeah, there's a two man model thingy, and I didn't think it was a special character. I thought it was just a hero.
You can't fucking see this guy's fucking name on there. So
he's the generic. Do you look like the generic blight dude on foot?
So it's the Pusgoyle.
Yes, Pusgoyles.
Pusgoyles. You could build a Lord of Affliction. That's the guy.
Okay,
that's special character that they released.
Yeah, I think it's just gonna be a hero though, who buffs something.
Yeah. Well, they released an individualized version of him and the blister where he's on foot.
Oh, right.
Yeah, he's just a Blight King. Yeah, those are the Pusgoyles. You get the future Blight Kings. The tree. You get the tree. The special
I'm very
tree.
Interested to find out what the fuck's going on with that tree. I don't know what that like is because that's the first model I've seen like that in any Age of Sigmar army. So I'm interested. Like,
it's specifically designed for that army,
right? It's a tree. So like, is it going to be a unit? Like, do you just put it? Do you deploy it?
I think
it like sits out there and it's a buff. Is it summoned by a spell? Like, I'm
well,
interested.
That would be. It could either be. My bet is it's one of those things that like in 40K you pay money. You pay points for it, goes out on the table deployed in a specific way and it buffs
things.
Yeah, it buffs
that's
your guys.
Likely what it'll be,
or it could be like a portal, like you can spit out.
And if it's a tree,
play bears.
I wonder if it's going to have some sort of thing with the single release of Horticulus Slimex.
Yes, because they're releasing Slimex from the
Blight War
box.
And he of course is a gardener.
Yes,
so.
And he's riding on his snail O'Doom.
Yeah, his snail buddy.
His name is George. He's his player buddy.
And then of course, finally.
Oh, Steve's favorite part.
Finally.
The Beast of
Nurgle.
And they're really nice sculpts.
They're awesome looking. They're multi-part plastic with options.
And they put out the preview of it today, because today is the sixth day of Nurglemas. And they put up the worst one of them all in the preview. It's like, oh, that guy's not fun.
Yeah.
And they have all these great looking ones with these tentacle tubes
and
on their heads.
And expressions.
Yeah. And they put up the one that was meh.
But I don't care, because I'm finally. Because I'd been using the Plague Toads as Beasts of Nurgle.
Yeah.
Because they're awesome looking and they're the right size. So I just use those as Beasts of Nurgle. Now I have a bunch of Plague Toads that I get to use as Plague Toads.
Well, what I'm interested in is finding out how much each of these is going to cost.
Yeah, the cost is going to be an interesting thing, because I hope those Puscoils aren't super expensive, because you're probably going to need six.
Not six
boxes, but six of them total.
I don't know. I mean, it depends on how many you have to field in a unit.
Who knows?
It's
going to be a minimum of whatever comes in the box, so it's going to be a minimum of two.
Two, yeah. So it could be a minimum of one.
That is true, because you could build the one is the character and then one is the thing, so they might have
it might be a one to three. I bet you it's a 1 to 3. So that way they could fuck you around.
Because if you buy two boxes, that gives you exactly enough for one full unit and
the character. So 1 to 3.
1 to 3 would make sense.
Yeah.
It could be like Beast of Nurgle style, where it's like 1 to 20.
That could be it too. But I'm sure the minimum would be 20. I bet you it costs about the same as a Maggot Lord.
Probably.
Yeah. And the Great Unclean one will probably be, I don't know if it'll be
He's pretty big.
He's big, but he's actually not that big. I think he's actually smaller than the Glotkin.
He should be. The Glotkin's fucking huge.
Yeah, the Glotkin's a massive model, but I think he's smaller than the Glotkin. I think he's about, he might actually even be about the same size as one of the Puscoils. About the same height as a Puscoil.
Volume.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, who knows? And you also get the really funky new character, the demon characters.
Oh, yeah.
With the big lip guy.
The Plague Bearer characters, the one who's got the thing on his shoulder, growing out of his shoulder, that's yelling.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
And then the jester-looking dude.
Yeah, they're very cool. I'm looking forward to it.
It's a pretty solid release. One thing that, aside from the what was missing, the Pestigores. I was going to call them by the not appropriate name. And also the plague drones don't have an individualized box.
They forgot to put them on there, because that box definitely exists.
I know it exists, and that's what I was kind of thinking. It was kind of weird.
Yeah, I think they actually just,
And then you're finally getting your Nurgle army book, the Maggotkin of Nurgle.
Yes, which is what's going to put them at, playable. Because they're pretty bad. The Blight Kings, they're pretty bad without a book. They're just kind of
It's just the Blight Kings.
Yeah. What's your army? Blight Kings? What else you got? Blight Kings. I guess I have 5 Blight Kings.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what they do with it. It's a full army. It should be good. I think the Maggotkin book is getting previewed tomorrow, so we missed out on that.
Oh, well.
Boo-hoo. All right. That's the big release, and we're still waiting to find out what's going on with Malignant Portents.
I think it's going to be Nurgle versus Undead.
You think Nurgle?
Yeah, well, they talked about the Maggotkin are like, the unlikely heroes of the story are the Maggotkin, because they're fighting against Nagash. Nagash is rising up.
Yeah.
There's a huge
rising up straight from Shy-ish.
Yeah. He's gonna
got my skeleton bones arising.
And ghosts.
Got the spooky ghosts and the rattle bones. I can't really come up with any other rhymes for that.
That's okay.
Cause can't find any more rhymes. It's the malign portents. It's the something like that.
You did it.
We did it, folks. We did it. And I just hit the mic. Sorry, guys.
Because the Nagash is rising. That's definitely the theme. That's definitely the theme. Is the undead attacking, and they're gonna wipe out all life. And one of the heroes rising up against to fight them is the Maggotkin.
Good on the Maggotkin.
Because the undead are super heretical to the followers of Nurgle.
Oh, well, yes, I read that.
You're supposed to die.
I guess in the preview.
They're not dead.
In the preview for the new White Dwarf, previewed of the new White Dwarf, they show two stories, and they were, like, written in French. I guess someone had leaked it, and then someone translated them from French to English and popped them up on like, one of the preview sites. So, yeah, there's a whole thing about how Nurgle is very upset about the idea of undeath.
Yes. Undead are not acceptable.
Undead are not acceptable. It could be. So the last time we were talking, like, what it could be, I kind of was settling on the fact that it was going to be another kind of, like, Blightkin or a Blight War type box set. I talked with somebody who isn't a great source, but he put forth an interesting theory that it is a new starter set. So we've had it's been 3 years since the release of the original Age of Sigmar box set. Now it's going to be the new box set. The reason why they're going to do a new box set is because this is what he was explaining. In the UK, Age of Sigmar doesn't sell well. No one plays Age of Sigmar in the UK, and they get really upset when they see when they see GWUS's numbers on Age of Sigmar, because, like, how come we can't replicate that here in the UK? But what does sell really well Age of Sigmar-wise in the UK are box sets. So, like, the Age of Sigmar starter set, Blight War, they've all sold incredibly well. And the Blood and Thunder, like, all of those sets have sold really well in the UK. So what they might be doing is they might be saying, like, okay, we're going to release this. Part of the reason why it might not sell well in the UK is because, A, everybody in the UK probably already has their fantasy armies.
Yeah, well, fantasy always crushed. And, like, if I remember correctly, 40K was always big in the US, and fantasy was always the game in the UK.
Yeah, back in the yonder days.
Yes, in the days of yore.
In the days of yore. Yeah, they had all that, and then so they might be like, okay, well, they sold all this, and you could get the only two armies they kind of released ever for Age of Sigmar, which was Stormcast and Khorne. Okay, well, everyone got all the bottles they wanted. Yay! No one's buying anything new.
Right.
So,
although the dwarves are pretty popular.
Caradon Overlords apparently sold incredibly well.
They're awesome looking.
Well, yeah, I think there's too many options. That's my biggest problem with Caradon Overlords.
Fuck ton of options. And my issue with them, well, I don't know if it's really an issue. It's not a complaint. The biggest thing for me when I was reading their rules and looking at them and stuff, everything seemed pretty good.
Yeah, that was
It was really annoying. I was just like, I can't pick a best thing. They all seem like, oh, that seems pretty good. That seems good too. Wait, I got to pick between these.
There's no optimal choice.
Yeah,
what?
That's I'm like, this is so not Workshop.
Yeah, so they're probably going to be releasing a box set. It'll probably be Undead, and I'm going to say Chaos. I don't know if I'll say Nurgle.
Who knows?
Maybe that's why they haven't released any like Nurgle Marauder type guys.
Because they're going to be in the box set?
Yeah, they might be doing. Because we were saying the Dark Oath will probably be in the box set, but who knows?
Yeah, who knows?
I don't, for sure.
Those portents are certainly malign.
They are malignant. So yes, on that one. So you still haven't seen Last Jedi, have you?
No.
Cole, how come you haven't gone and seen Last Jedi yet?
Because every time we look at tickets, the nice seats are gone. And I don't want to sit on the outside.
No, you don't sit on the outside.
Yeah.
That's one of the problems with when you reserve seating now, it's that you could go like, I don't want to sit.
Yep.
Every theater around us in the Midwest has gone to reserve seating, which is so much nicer.
Yes. But it also prevents you from seeing. Well, I guess it prevents you from getting blown out because you can look and be like, ah, this theater is already the optimal seating is gone.
Well, it's nice at this time of year because this is Oscar screeners time. So all of like the good Oscar screener bootlegs are popping up online. So I'm excited about that. Blade Runner is online. I've watched that again. It's such a good movie.
I heard it was really good.
2049.
I look forward to seeing it. I'll probably double feature it when it comes out.
Yeah,
A home release. I watched Guardians of the Galaxy 2 yesterday.
Yeah. How'd you feel about that?
I loved that movie. It was really good.
Yeah. I wasn't a huge fan of it. I liked it about the same as I liked the first one.
Oh, did I also really like?
Yeah.
Yeah. I was like, oh, hey, the movie's really good. It's very funny.
Yes. It was humorous, to say the least. It
had a shit ton of cameos that I was not expecting.
Well, you had Sylvester Stallone showing up.
Ving Rhames.
Hey,
I was like, what the hell?
You're not a member of this crew anymore.
I thought that was pretty awesome.
Children.
Also, I really liked Yondu, so it was really cool that he got to do a lot of cool stuff in that movie.
My biggest problem with that is the people who are all like, oh, Yondu was his true father the entire time. He was emotionally and physically abusive to him.
Yondu's really cool, though. He's got the thing.
Wait, yes. That completely erases all of the abuse that Peter Quill suffered at his hands because he's got a really cool arrow.
Yeah, duh. And well, don't you know anything?
According to internet culture, you are absolutely correct, Steve. according to internet culture, The Last Jedi is the worst Star Wars movie ever made.
And they're all really excited about Ready Player One, so.
Oh, my God. I can't understand, why we allow internet culture to exist. It can't be good for anything.
I mean, it created Ready Player One, so you're right. It's good for nothing.
It just doesn't make any sense to me of, how can you guys go around and say this is the worst Star Wars movie? Did you forget about the prequels?
Well, it's because the people seeing that now and saying it's the worst Star Wars movie were people who were young and liked the prequels because they were kids and didn't know any better. So now they're closer to our age. They're watching this new thing that's not like the thing they grew up with. So now that's it. It's the cycle of butthurt. It just always continues.
I would normally agree with that.
Everything is the cycle of butthurt.
I would agree with that. Except for the fact if it's like, I watched The Last Jedi, and even though I might not necessarily love it, I can appreciate it. It's actually got some really good directing, some really good writing.
Nobody gives a shit about that, Joe.
I know.
Fucking cares about the writing or
the cinematography.
Yeah, no one gives a shit. No one cares.
Yeah, if people cared, Blade Runner would have done much better. Exactly. Because Blade Runner is the most gorgeous movie
right.
of all time.
That's it. People do not care how movies look. They don't care how well they're written. Those levels of differences are never brought up. I like what was it? What's that horror film? The sequel. It just had a sequel recently. The Conjuring?
Insidious?
No. It's The Conjuring. Yeah. Conjuring 2?
Electric Boogaloo?
I'm pretty sure it's The Conjuring 2. Whatever. That movie, great film. Very, very good horror film. On top of being a great horror film, there are camera shots in that movie that are fucking amazing. But no regular person ever mentions that. No. It's only critics mention that.
Yeah.
But you don't, it's like, no, the scene was unsettling because of the way it was framed. It's like, what are you talking about? No, it was just creepy. It's like, no, it's because of the way it was framed.
No, that's exactly it. And these people are like
it's unsettling you because that's the way it's presented. Like, but he did a good job, so you didn't realize it.
Yeah, well, no, that's what a great movie is. And
But people don't give a shit about that.
They're only just like, it made me feel bad.
Yes.
It's like, what? I was at the barber shop, and I go to my geeky barber, and, I sit there, and this guy's sitting down, and I was talking with the barber about Star Wars, and he goes, you guys see the new Star Wars? And we're like, yeah. And he goes, it was terrible. I'm like, what the fuck do you know? What was the last time you ever sat and watched a movie and were like, I like this movie? You don't like anything anymore because your life is shit. That's what it is.
Yeah, I said I was pleasantly surprised because I've not been a big the last Marvel movie I watched and I really liked was Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange.
That was fun.
Which was the one right before Guardians, so.
Well, I don't watch them I watched Avengers 2. Or no, not Avengers 2, 3. I watched Avengers 3 after I watched Doctor Strange.
Well, there was no Avengers 3. Are you talking Civil War?
Civil War. Okay. That's Captain America. I forgot.
Which should have been Avengers 2.
Totally forgot that's a Captain America movie.
No, it should have been Avengers. Yeah.
So I watched that after I watched Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
And that movie is not very good. The fight scene's great. The hyped fight scene. Obviously is great. It's very fun.
It's what the whole movie is built
right.
around.
All of the characters do something cool. It was cool to see Spider-Man. Mm. That was cool. But overall, that movie's pretty fucking bad. Their reasoning for fighting is weak as shit. And especially because it could just be it's fucking Captain America and Iron Man. And the situation they're fighting over, they could literally just be Captain could be Iron Man. There's this thing we're going to investigate. If it's true, it's a big deal. Can you hold off on taking us? Can you come with us?
Yeah.
Help us discover this? Once this is resolved, we'll come with you. Yeah. It's a fucking 2-second conversation. It's dude, you're a superhero. I'm a superhero. Let's go do superhero shit, and then we'll deal with this.
If you looked at the amount of movies that could have been settled by a 2-second conversation, it would just destroy all of Hollywood, dude. Even in Star Wars, in the new Star Wars movies, there's literally a scene that could have been solved. The entire plot could have been solved by a 5-second conversation
between two
characters.
Here's the problem with Star Wars. If you apply any sort of logic to Star Wars, it's gone. Because, look, you take an asteroid, you put a hyperdrive on it, you launch that asteroid into planets. It is an unparalleled destructive force just with basic physics. You would never, the Empire could just do that. and just be like, all right, so we think the rebels are in this system. We're just going to shoot a million fucking asteroids at light speed at it, and they're all going to die. All right, cool. See ya. Like, that's it. Like, there's no war.
They don't have to. You don't have to build a Death Star.
Yeah, there's you don't need to do any of that shit.
Yeah. No, I understand. I'm just saying that, like, specifically in this movie, there's, like, a moment that could have been solved. An entire plot line that could have been solved in a five-second conversation.
Yeah, which, that does annoy me. I don't like that. Like, it's just like,
There's a shit ton of movies that are like that.
Yeah, and that's annoying. That's a thing I gripe about. I'm just like, come on. It's like, just fucking say it.
Oh, yeah.
I think the comics justification for them fighting was not great, but was so much better than the movie.
Well, it's because
they were fighting over policy. Like, that was the fight in comics was Iron Man was like, everyone needs to be registered. All their identities need to be revealed. And Captain America's like, no, that's not right. That's why they're fighting. There's no conversation that can happen to resolve that in like in a very simple manner of like, let's go to this one spot and see if this is true right now. And then we'll go and resolve this. Like, that's like a huge deal.
Well, Civil War was all about Bucky. And you're like, oh, did we forget that he was a Russian agent that assassinated people for the last 50 years?
Yeah.
Maybe he should be arrested and tried.
Right. Exactly.
Like, it's I don't.
And the justification for not doing that immediately was that there was that other dude who was like,
had
like
Zemo.
Right. Who had like machinations going on.
October.
So
Subway sandwich. Crab salad.
Delicious.
Delicious.
So sure, if that's the case, fine. Like, you want to deal with Bucky, that's cool. Let's get this guy taken care of, then we'll deal with Bucky.
Yeah.
Simple. But instead there's a huge fucking airport fight with Ant-Man.
Before you go with Giant Man.
You go with
Giant-Man.
Giant-Man.
All right. So Highlander board game.
You know comics.
Comics.
So at the end of Guardians 2.
Yes.
The gold lady is like, I've made this thing, Atom. Yeah. Who the fuck is that?
It's Adam Warlock.
Adam Warlock.
Adam. A-D-A-M.
Oh. Okay. Very good.
Because remember, Adam Warlock was the guy who was a big part of the Infinity Gauntlet storyline.
Right. Okay. Well, no, that's fine. Like, that's good. I thought she said Atom. And
up
I'm like,
in the Atom.
Well, but I'm like
up and
I'm
like, Atom.
There's Atom. There's the Atom for DC. And then there's Captain Atom. And I'm like, I don't think there's any Marvel character named Atom.
No, it's Adam.
It's Adam. Very good. That's a
D.
That's annoying.
I can see the comment. It's linguistically, a T and a D are very similar.
Yes.
One's voiced, one's unvoiced.
Well, also, and one's glowy. And the picture was very glowy. So it's like,
He's in a pod. So River Horse is doing the Highlander board game. River Horse, the guys who brought us My Little...
Born to be kings, we're the princes of the universe. I have no rivals, no man can be my equal. We've come to be the rulers of you all.
I wonder if this game is going to have the homophobic undertones that the movie did. Or undertones, more like overtones. River Horse, the guys who brought us, there are a lot of like really weird moments in that movie. Like, you have to go back and watch it.
I would need to watch it and look for that, because I've never caught that.
You have to watch it with 2017 eyes.
I like the Kurgan.
Who doesn't like the Kurgan? it's Clancy Brown. He is the Kurgan. Every time he shows up on screen in anything else he's ever done, I go, Diana, that's the Kurgan.
It's the Kurgan.
She's like, I've never watched Highlander, Joe. I'm like, shut up. River Horse, the guys who brought us the My Little Pony RPG and Labyrinth, which is like the fuck ton of all time selling board game. Like, people really like Labyrinth.
I really like it. It's David Bowie's bulge.
So
we'll see if Highlander does well, because it doesn't have David Bowie's bulge to ride upon.
No, you just have.
Also, I don't know if you saw, but I put it on the classy page. But I saw the little blurb for it, and it definitely looked like Thicklander.
Thick.
Yeah, crack me up.
Thicklander. No, I guess that's the new thing with the Ameritrash board games.
Is that technically Ameritrash? Because River Horse is an Italian company, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's. I think Ameritrash is technically anything that's licensed.
Mm.
I think that's what they call it. So, like, River Horse.
But some of the licensed games have been some of the best games ever made. Like Dune. Dune was licensed. That game is fucking great.
Yeah, but that was before, like, the whole Euro game Euro board game and Ameritrash split happened.
I always thought that for me it always seems like people refer to games as Ameritrash when you can be eliminated from them.
Oh yeah,
that seems to be the case. When you can be eliminated from the game, it's no longer a good game.
And that's just this GG.
It's just salt. It's just them being salty. I say GG, but it wasn't GG.
It was BG. But yeah, so there. I could see like this game being like a game with eliminated. Like this game could be just played like Highlander Sorry. Like you could just like skin Sorry with Highlander pieces, and you go around the board. And if you just land on the other's piece, they're eliminated. They're out of the quickening. Hence, you get your the whoever can make it to the center makes it to the quickening.
I think the concept of Highlander as a board game is I played the card game, and the card game was not great, but the card game was at least...
Who did the card game? Decipher?
No. It was its own... I think it was actually... No, it wasn't Duel Masters. Actually, I need to look now. I'll look. Yeah. But the Highlander CCG was at least conceptually pretty good, because it was just a sword fight. That was the Highlander CCG. It was like you and the other player were both Highlanders. You were having a sword fight, and you were trying to kill each other. And the system was pretty cool. It had all the cards had... okay, it was made by Swordmaster.
Swordmaster.
Yeah. The La Montagard Inc. Oh, that's the current publisher. Okay, so here are all the publishers. La Montagard Inc., SAEC Games, and Thunder Castle Games. And on the back it says Highlander the Card Game, Swordmaster. It requires card playing, arithmetic, and basic reading ability.
So that takes out most of the people in America.
So the game had all the card attacks had a grid. It was a 3x3, so there were nine squares. And when you did an attack, it had... squares that were keyed, so like it's like the top, like these ones are red, that's where the sword slash is going or whatever it was.
So you'd have to have a defense,
right? You could defend by using one that had that same area. So it actually pretty felt like it's like I'm gonna slash here, there, and then there were lots of draw. Like the game had a lot of draw power, which was not really that great, because you could until I think they have ended up doing some restrictions, like a heavy banning, but the game had no restrictions on card quantity. Okay. So there was a card that was just draw two cards, but you could put as many as you want in the deck, and it had no cost. So usually your deck was half of the draw two cards card. And then when the second set came out, there was a combo that was like a set. It was supposed to be take a long time to set up, but because you could draw so many cards, you could just be like, and you're dead.
And
it's like, I've drawn this, puts you on the back foot. This counters that, and you're decapitated. It's like, oh, cool.
GG.
I say GG, but it wasn't GG. It was BG.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine. I can't see anybody, like, it's 2017. There hasn't been, like, a Highlander property in years.
I don't even think Highlander's streaming on Netflix.
No, probably not. I mean, you can't have that great American/German production of Highlander anymore.
I like that show.
I always liked that it was, like, half of it was filmed in America, and then, it was like, halfway through the season, he would just go to Europe and live on his barge. Because that's what you do in Europe. You just live on a barge.
That's what you do when you're an immortal.
I would live on a good boat in the middle of the Seine.
Live in a barge, so you don't have to deal with the quickening.
You don't have to deal. How come no one had just like a metal thing they put around their neck, like a gorget? Wouldn't that help against the quickening? Mm. So why are you always wearing that scarf? Yeah, you'll find out. That'd like suit it up. Like some guy goes to cut off his head, and it's like clang. He's like, ha, gorget, can't take it.
I don't know the rules. I don't know the rules of the quickening.
You don't know the rules, but you can't quicken someone on holy ground. That's the only rule.
That's true.
That's the only rule I know.
That's true. But when the quickening's happening, there's energy. So what? You know what? Here you go. Here's a canon explanation. If you were trying to wear something metal around your neck, the quickening energy fries your head.
Could be.
There you go.
So like, if I was wearing the gorget and then I cut someone's head off,
you'd die.
Yeah. Okay.
You'd get fried.
Maybe. We don't know like what kind of energy the quickening
we
is.
We don't. Yeah. I'm just saying. I'm speculating.
Solar
here.
Energy.
Well, I'm speculating here as to why no one would think to wear something to protect their neck. There has to be a reason.
If I've learned anything from the Wu-Tang Clan, it's to protect your neck.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Now you know.
Inspect a deck. Yes, so that didn't make any sense to me. Also, the Highlander movies don't make any sense past Highlander 1. So.
I like Highlander 1.
Well, I as well like Highlander 1.
It's got Sean Connery.
I'm playing the Spaniard.
For some reason.
Don't you know? I'm the only guy here with a Scottish accent, and you're playing the Highlander?
Here's my thick Spanish accent.
God.
Well, I like that he just talked. It's like he's supposed to be a Spanish guy, but he's just talking like Sean Connery.
He does that in every movie, though. Yeah, it's fine. Like, I'm a Russian sub captain.
Yeah. Is Sean Connery still alive?
Yeah.
He's obviously retired.
Like you, I don't know if I've talked about this with you, but my love, if anyone's listened to any of the podcasts, my love of The Hunt for Red October, which I think is one of the greatest movies of all time.
How do you feel about Zardoz?
It's a terrible movie. But The Hunt for Red October is one of my favorite movies, and Kevin, the guy I do Comic Book Logic with, hates the transition scene. You've seen Hunt for October, right?
A long fucking time ago.
Well, they start off everything in Russian,
right.
And then then he starts reading from the Bible, and then on the word Armageddon, it switches to English. So like they pan in really close to the Bible, and then it goes Armageddon. And then he's like, I'm the Russian sub captain, and blah, blah, blah. And Kevin hates that. He's like, it's so fucking bullshit. I'm like, I love it. I think it's so great. Hunt for October, it's about a bunch of men in a tube, you know, fighting other men in tubes. It's a great men movie.
Meat tubes.
There's like one woman in the movie for 30 seconds and that's it.
Which is interesting because they're fighting in meat tubes, so it's kind of like two dicks fighting each other.
It's almost as if it's two dicks shooting at each other.
Here we are!
Love that movie. So anyway, what else did I have here in my let me check my notes.
I really want to see The Shape of Water. That's on my list.
Oh, Hate.
I
want to fuck a fish.
They spent a really long time making sure his ass was really nice, I guess.
What? The Shape of Water?
Yeah.
Okay.
Apparently he has a great ass. So.
Was it Doug Jones, ain't it?
It is Doug Jones.
Yeah. Well, he probably has a great ass.
Probably.
Does he have any sort of genetic condition that makes him that tall?
He's just tall and skinny.
Yeah. Could be. I wish I was tall and skinny. Hate coming out for the come on. Have you heard anything about this game?
It looks a lot like Chaos Warriors, the game.
Chaos Warriors, the game? I don't remember that one.
No, like
oh, it's just like it's Chaos Warriors.
Hey,
the
look,
game.
It's Chaos Warriors, hey, and look, it's a game.
We got some Slaneshi guys, we got some Corny guys, we got some Nurgle guys,
yeah.
And they're like, no, these are the Azuri tribe,
yes.
And this is the Kaboom tribe, and this is the Gabazaboo.
Exactly.
Tribe. This is the Gabagools.
It's the Gabagoos.
It's the Gabagoos.
All they do is throw pasta fasool at their enemies.
Yes, it's the Gabagoo.
Italian. if you roll dice with your fingers outstretched like an Italian, you get extra points.
That would be great if they made the game Hate and it was all these like crazy Adrian Smith style warbands, and then one of the warbands is just like a bunch of like Italian goons, like with the undershirts and then the greasy hair
and the gold chains.
Suits, gold chains.
That'd
looking
be awesome.
Looking like Carl.
He's got like a fucking pool cue.
Yeah.
I don't like the way you talk to my friend here.
Hey, whoa.
You think that axe makes you a big man? I got a gun, man.
It's like, you there with the armor on. Get yourself to the back of the line. I'm rolling dice here.
Why don't you go buy yourself some style? He throws a hundo at him.
Slanesh, you say you're a ladies' man. How come you don't wear gold chains?
Where's your chains? he ain't even got a silver chain.
I'll buy you a chain.
Come on. We go to Mariano's.
It's one of my favorite Family Guy bits is when Vinny the dog, which people hate. I think Vinny the dog is the funniest part of that fucking show. And he goes up to Quagmire and goes, you're a ladies' man. How come you don't win no gold chain? He's like, it's not my thing. He goes, I buy a gold chain. He's like, no, please don't. I buy you a gold chain.
It's good.
Yeah.
Oh, the Orville was renewed for another season.
Oh, so yeah, I saw that.
There will be more Orville.
Be more Orville.
Which I'm happy about, because that show is...
Morville.
Morville. I will watch that show forever. Which was really good.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how much longer it could sustain on that formula.
Just be Star Trek.
Just aping Star Trek.
It can just do it. You know what? Star Trek lasted a pretty long time aping Star Trek.
Yeah. I like the idea of like a throwback Star Trek show, but at the same time, I'm kind of like, okay, let's go somewhere. Let's differentiate this from Star Trek.
They have the opportunity now, so
yeah,
we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see.
The show was successful, so
yeah, it's very successful amongst the fans. The critics not a huge fan of the Orville.
Luckily, the critics cannot make or break shows ever.
Yes, that's very true. What's this one? That was dumb. I wrote down some stuff.
Looking at pornography?
I'm looking at pornography.
Nice. Anything good?
Oh, Confrontation Kickstarter got announced again.
Another one.
Another
one. Hasn't this game been announced many times? Like, the return of Confrontation has been... I feel like
this
it's
is the third time.
I feel like it's like a meme at this point. It's just like, once this Kickstarter goes, whether or not it succeeds, no models will ever come out. No. And then in a few years, there's going to be another Confrontation Kickstarter.
Well, okay. So this is the third try and rebirth of Confrontation. They first started with the Phoenix Edition. I think that was Cool Mini had it.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, they did nothing with it, and it kind of went away. And then they tried to do another one like a year or two ago, and nothing ever came of that one. This is the first time that they're actually saying they're doing a Kickstarter for it, which is fine. But here's the problem. This is why Confrontation will never, ever, 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 ever come back. Excuse me on that one. It's number one. There is no way that they can make money off those miniatures. Those miniatures have been bootlegged to death.
Oh, yeah. You can get them right now from Russian bootleggers left and right. It's in nice metal.
It's not like you even have to, like with bootleggers that I know, where you have to, like, know the handshake and, like, touch noses.
No,
and,
you just
like,
go on eBay.
No, not even on eBay. Like, there's, like, a whole website that's just, like, Confrontation. And you go to that website, and they have everything in resin that you could want at affordable prices.
Oh, you can make a sweet Chaos Dwarf army.
Yeah, you can make a sweet, sweet Chaos Dwarf army at affordable prices. So, like, you used to see that model, and you'd be like, oh, that model's $60. And like, you go to this place and it's like $22. You're like, oh, that's not bad for that
I
model.
I will buy that.
Click, 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 click. Here's my money. There you go. And then you get your money. And these guys aren't even trying to scam you and like steal your credit card information. No, these guys just want to make money. That's all they want to do. And they know that they'll make the money through selling this stuff. They're not going to make any money if they find out that people are, you know, getting their credit card stolen from them.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I always say porn sites are the safest sites.
That's right.
Yeah.
They will protect your information.
They will protect your information better than anyone will.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's the number one reason. Number two reason, there is no niche that Confrontation can serve that isn't already served by any other minis game out there.
Right.
Age of Sigmar, War Machine Hordes, any skirmish game out there, they're all served through this.
Yep.
The only thing that Confrontation had that was different than any other game was the models. And as I said, the models are already out there. Like, there's a shit ton of the metal stuff still out there, and there's a shit ton of the resin stuff out there.
Yep.
So you're not getting anything out of this. Those are the two main reasons why nothing will ever come out of the Confrontation game. I'm just putting that out there.
Yep.
So they could say, like, we're going to do a Confrontation. Yeah. Right. Unless you're doing something different.
Yeah, they're not.
They're not. So I don't know. Rackham just fucked themselves so hard in the ass that it doesn't matter.
I mean, they don't exist anymore. That company's gone.
Nah, it's gone.
It's not, dust in the wind.
I see what you did there. I was going to make a Paulo Parente joke, but it is dust in the wind. And Dust 47 is still out there. Local store near us constantly like posts, like, we got new Dust 47 stuff in. We're the biggest retailer of Dust 47 in the Midwest. I'm like,
you're probably the only retailer of Dust 47 in the Midwest.
Yeah. No one wants to play 1/35th scale miniatures. No one.
Not nobody, not know-how.
Mm-mm. So, anything else game-wise you want to talk about?
You
want to talk about...
We talked about the Nurgle. That was really it.
That's all I wanted to talk about.
That's all I wanted to talk about.
You want to talk about Luke drinking the milk? Blue milk.
I use that reaction gif all the time.
It's the best thing ever.
It's pretty good. It's yeah. Just fucking like slurps that milk down
and just staring at her.
Just that like the fucking grimace on his face. Like that milk was the most disgusting thing he's ever drank in his life. it cracks me
up. That's why you got to go see that movie.
I plan to go see it, but I'm not going to go see it at shitty seats.
Yeah, that's very true. I'm probably going to actually go see Coco this week sometime.
I've heard that movie's really good, but you can show up like 22 minutes late because there's a fucking half hour Frozen short.
They took that out. Oh my God, I watched
it. Did they?
Yeah, they took it off.
Nice.
Because that half hour Frozen short that they put on there was like costing Disney a shit ton of money in like screenings of Coco. So they realized
why was it costing them money?
Well, you figure Coco is a, let's just say Coco is a 2-hour movie.
Right.
So by adding an extra half hour into the viewing time, like during the day, that's like an entire showing that you can't show
of
Coco.
Oh, right. You're saying there's, okay, less viewings of the film. I understand now.
Right. Yeah, you have less viewings of the film because you have a 20. So what they did was they put it on TV, the 25 minute, you know, Frozen Olaf adventure, mm-hmm. Olaf's Frozen Adventure. I watched it. I was like, holy shit, if I was sitting in the theater watching this, I want to gouge out my eyes.
And I'm well, not, that seems to be the consensus.
I'm not like you. I have a daughter, so I'm like, whatever you like, honey, we'll sit there and watch. And I've sat through some shitty movies. And if I had to sit there through this thing, this saccharine...
Just leave?
I would have went outside and
started smoking again.
Started smoking again, yes. You needed cigarettes.
Just like, reach your hand up and like a pack of cigarettes materializes in there. Just will the cigarettes into existence.
Exactly. I couldn't handle that. Oh my God, it was terrible. But yeah, they took that off, so now it's like you could just go see Coco.
Oh, that's good.
I don't know.
I heard it's really good. I haven't seen it. I've heard it's really good. From the preview, it just looked like a ripoff of Guillermo del Toro's movie's Book of Life, but apparently it's not.
No,
so.
it's probably different. But it's all about mariachi music, which I have no like stake in.
I got nothing against mariachi
music. Exactly. It's like I got no steak. I got no chips in the ante. I got no chips in the pot. Yeah. I mean, with the mariachi. Now, if it was about luchador wrestling.
Or if it was about ranchero music. I love ranchero music.
Well, yeah, it's because it's like all...
It's Mexican polka.
Yeah, because the I love the like the history of that because it's all about like the... Eastern Europeans, like the Germans who came to Texas, and they all had the oompa music.
Yeah,
and then they just gave it all to all the ranch hands who were all Mexican at the time, and they started ranchero music, and it's great. Like, it's just Mexican polka.
Yeah, it's great. I love it. Love ranchero.
Yeah, so it's like I got no stakes in this game. It's if it was about luchador wrestling, I'd probably be a lot more interested in it.
Yes,
I'm like, oh, he took off his mask. He demasked him.
Luchadors.
I love one of the film genres that I learned about recently was the whole luchador monster movies.
Oh, where the luchadors fight monsters.
Yeah. Yeah, I never really saw any of those.
Luchador movies are huge.
Yeah.
And well, I don't know if they're still huge, but they were huge.
Yeah. Well, they were huge in like the 1950s and 60s.
There's a shit ton of them.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, this is an interesting idea. Like, they just have like the crazy luchador guy shows up. Like, they have this whole like other subplot and a luchador guy shows up and fights monsters. And then it's like goes back to like the love story. And you're like, what? This had nothing to do with this.
That was my dad's custom comic. My dad's OC was a luchador wrestler named El Pulpo.
El Pulpo? Yeah. What does that mean?
The octopus. Oh. And he has big gloves, and his trademark is he had big octopus suckers on his gloves. So when he beat people up, he left sucker marks on them.
I like this idea.
El Pulpo.
That's pretty good there.
Yeah, yeah, it's like that's pretty good.
Ever since Rey Mysterio flew into our hearts, luchadors have been part of
I love luchadors.
I'm not like a huge
wrestling. I love wrestling. Like I like all like WWE and like all that stuff. So as a kid, like that was like a huge thing for me. I was super into wrestling, and then like the Attitude Era with Stone Cold and The Rock. I was like, I fucking love wrestling.
Yeah.
But like. Oh man, yeah, Hellboy in Mexico. That sounds awesome.
I have
awesome.
Read that, yeah.
But I love wrestling, and I like that there's like a like that it kind of like went its own way in different areas. Like, you know, you have the luchadors in Spain, yeah. Mexico. Actually, I don't know if Spain has luchadors. I know Mexico does.
They're bullfighting.
Unfortunately. And then you have you know, the WWE, and then of course Japanese wrestling, which is like a amalgamation of the WWE and luchadors. Because there's a lot of the they really like the mask aesthetic. There's a lot of mask wrestlers in Japan. But yeah, it's super cool. I love watching.
Well,
wrestling.
I especially like it when they grow very large and have to fight kaiju monsters.
Well, yes, of course, kaiju mega battle,
because you have to have that at the end of every episode. So I always hated about Power Rangers. It's like. Every episode, the monster's got to get big. Why can't they ever just defeat the monster when it's small?
There is a few episodes where they defeat the monster when it's small. They use the cannon and blow it up.
Yeah, I guess, because I've never... it's few and far between. They always got to get big. And then it's always like... They always get like in the later seasons. It's always like, oh, we gotta call in the White Ranger.
Make
and
my monster grow!
Yes. She just died.
The...
Rita?
The original actress?
Yeah, I think so.
Or the voice actress?
I don't know. Either one.
Okay.
My caring levels are not that high to make the differentiation between the two.
I mean, I really liked Power Rangers when it was brand new in 1992, I think.
a little later than that. I was older.
It was. I was definitely early 90s when it came out.
Let us check.
Maybe it was 95.
We got nothing better to do.
Because there were Super Nintendo games, so it's definitely pretty old.
Power Rangers.
I don't think there were any NES games.
93.
So there you go. I was 1 year off.
Yeah.
But yeah, I really liked it when it was brand new. And then I come to find out now that like it's like a that show was actually in a mishmash of a bunch of different Japanese Super Sentai shows. I was like, oh, no shit. There's actually a brand new one that I'm kind of interested in. It's the first, they've never, and somehow with all of the Super Sentai shows that have been out from the fucking late 70s when they started to now, they've never done this before. But it's two Sentai teams. There's a team of Super Sentai cops and a team of Super Sentai thieves. And that's the show. It's like it's two super teams against each other. One of them is committing crimes and the other is trying to catch them as police. I was like, that's pretty cool.
What would the theme song be to that show?
I have no fucking idea. Like the Americanized one?
Yeah.
Oh, it would probably be like something along the lines of cops. Fighting crime in a future time. Dude, those toys were fucking ridiculous. They had like just caps everywhere.
Oh, it was so amazing.
Cops.
All right, go to planetarbitrary.com for your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at
I'm Command Throw.
Like our Facebook page, /GameClassyPodcast. Just a lot of reposting of some dank memes. That's all I've been doing lately.
Yeah.
My goal is to post one new dank meme a day.
Nice.
Yes.
A deem.
I don't even know what the word dank means. I think it's just dank. Dark and no,
the
dank.
The dank, Mo. The dank.
That's what I always know it from. I can't get rid of the dank, Mo. The dank.
Dank is a...
it's a portmanteau.
Dank is a marijuana reference.
Is it a marijuana reference?
If one were to refer to weed as dank,
I'm aware of what dank weed is. Yes. What the sticky icky is.
Yes, it would be exceptionally good. So you just apply that same logic to anything that is dank. So that is a dank meme means it's a sick meme.
Okay. I
that's a dank model.
Like, because when I think of dank, I think of The Simpsons, where it's like Moe's Bar is dank.
As do I.
That's what. I'm not aware. I'm not a marijuana smoker. So you could go to Facebook page. Best way you can help out the podcast is like, comment, subscribe on iTunes. You can also watch us on the YouTubes. By watch us, I mean listen to us, because I really don't put up any video. I should just put up like a random video of like bunnies hopping along.
You should just put up random crap. Just like put up like old commercials with no audio.
How about I just take Anna Elsa and I just put it, the Elsa Spider-Man, put that up there.
Oh, nice. With our audio?
Just the video with our audio on top of it. There you think? You go. Yeah. I don't know. If you guys want that, let us know. Listen to our sister podcast. You have Play On Podcast, where Steve and Pat talk all about Solid Snake. That's right. That's what you guys
Mario.
Talk about. What did you guys talk about
is Metal Gear.
What did you guys talk about last time?
I don't remember.
You don't remember?
I really don't.
I don't remember.
I barely remember. Like when someone mentioned something that we talked about on a podcast, it was like two podcasts prior, and I was just like, what?
What? What are we talking about?
Yeah, I'm like, what are you talking about?
It's about Legend of Zelda.
Oh, okay. Right. Zelda. Cool.
It always goes back to Zelda. You could also Deconstructing Daycare, where Pat and... who else is on that show?
Jen. Kyle.
Yeah, Jen and Kyle. Pat, Jen, and Kyle talk about some kid's show, and they talk about how ridiculous it is. It's a kid's show. My son really likes the puppy show. I don't know what it is, but it's got Harlan Williams in it.
Paw Patrol?
No, not Paw Patrol. It's a different one. It's like Puppy Pals.
Dougie?
It's like Puppy Pals.
I know about Hey Dougie now.
I don't know what that is.
It's a big bear. And the bear's name is it's a big dog who looks like a bear.
Okay.
And his name is Dougie. And he's surrounded by animal friends. And all of the other animals talk, but Dougie only barks.
That's kind of ridiculous.
It's really weird. It's British.
Ah, well, that makes sense.
And then, although he's not into, my nephew is not into Peppa Pig. He likes Dougie. He likes Sarah Duck.
I know Sarah Duck.
Yeah. And
Sarah Duck, not that good.
I think he likes Paw Patrol too. I don't know. He's two. He likes anything that's on the TV.
Yeah,
like so far, he likes anything that's on TV that's bright.
I was telling my wife, I'm like, it's Puppy Pals or whatever. It's got Harlan Williams, the guy from that movie about the weed. Oh yeah, and then
if I don't eat it, I won't get my vitamins. One day, Squirrel Master ain't gonna be there for you. I'm gonna come for your cocktail. Fruit.
Fruit. And you could also listen to Comic Logic, which will make a comeback. I think we're going to do an episode about The Last Jedi because we both saw it. We both have opinions. So, Steve, until the next show, until 2018.
See you all next year.
Game Classy.